Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good. Oh, excuse me.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. 8:55, 3CR Community Radio, oldest running show in Australia. And good morning, gang.
Jeez, he jumped in there, didn't he?
Did he slip under me guard there? Hey, I'm gonna call him old mug guard. Shit on. What is it? Shit on.
I had the cough. I thought it was my time to shine. Nearly choked. I thought it was my time to shine. I stood up.
I did what Geelong did. Choked.
Yeah, I did choke.
I tell you who's playing up at Geelong, and he probably nomination.
Well, hang on. Just settle down. You got the first bit right. We've got a little bit of a
running sheet.
Running sheet here, mate. You just don't get overconfident. Go ahead, mate.
Got to be excited.
I tell you who's playing up at Geelong. Oh, Bailey Smith, hasn't he done himself a shit?
He's given up
the whole gang in the Facebook all that. Please.
Playing up like a German
band. No more Mad Monday for Geelong.
Ooh. Get rid of him.
Yeah, I'll ship him off.
All right, then, Dad. This is a good morning. Every morning on the Concrete Gang's a good morning. And welcome to all the listeners out there. We did see a few of them at Georgie's send-off last Monday. And it was a great send-off down at in Richmond there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was good, mate. Massive turnout, you know. And his family, I think they all spoke very well, and you know, it just shows how much high regard the bloke was held in. You know what I mean?
Great to see that the secretary there, John Secker. He's unbelievable. He doesn't miss a thing. He's all the shit they print about him, but geez, if they really knew what the bloke was like. And Zach was there, and all
the past prez was there.
Yeah,
Warren, Buzzer, and a lot of the old retired officials.
Buzzers, don't forget he's our CBUS representative. Buzzer, it's now official.
Mm.
Any CBUS stuff? Call him.
Yep.
All right. Buzzer.
Definitely call Buzzer.
Just don't get him when he's driving.
Nah. Or eating.
But it was a great send off, and to Georgie's family, congratulations, and a great, great man we sent off, and that you did a terrific job, and everyone said what a great service it was. You know. I think some of them drag on, but that was perfect, wasn't it? Like, you know.
Oh, you want it short and sharp, don't you? Which is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I suppose everyone's got their own, there's really religious people and not so religious and all that sort of stuff. And then there's us, and then there's, all that. But anyway, it was fantastic and great to catch up some of the old guys, and, they still listen to the Concrete Gang and they still love it. And actually got a few raps. I did. You blokes got none. But anyway, I am the star of the shows. You understand?
Yeah, we appreciate that.
No.
Nearly got pushed out at the start. Then.
No, I did. I've got to watch me. Yeah. Well,
we're nearly time to make our move. Right?
Sleep with one eye open, mate.
Yeah, I do. All right. Talk about that. The Carpenters. Now, you've been handed that mantle, woodpecker, because you're a woodpecker. You would be looking after the Carpenters if you're a woodpecker. Yeah.
There is a lot of them. There's a lot.
He didn't introduce us, did he?
No, he didn't.
Introduce us,
he didn't. But, no. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, woodpecker.
Yeah. Yeah, there's heaps of them. Between them and the facades, there was nearly 400 EBAs to get through. But we are
400,
something like that. It was ridiculous.
What, just Carmeners?
It's like different companies, you know.
Well, when I say Carmeners, yeah.
And facade mob. But we're narrowing it down. We're getting rid of them. And to be fair, it's getting to the stage now. If the company hasn't got an EBA, we might not want to give them one, you know.
Got too many.
Yeah, we've got too many. We're a year off negotiating the next EBA. So if you're not in the camp now, you might miss out. So, which we've been telling them, and they are starting to come in pretty quick now.
A few rats in the camp.
Definitely a few rats in the camp. We had one in the office last week, and he couldn't fathom the thought that we might not want to give him an EBA. He goes, "Oh, you have to." I said, "No, we don't. We don't have to give you an EBA.
Mate, if you don't follow, it's no good having it."
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, he come through his senses, he's signing, getting everything done. We had one, Parry Streets Solutions. They just rung up and said they've done their vote. They're sending it in this morning. So
you can nearly tell with some of the names, can't you? You go, "Oh, this is going to be no good." This one, you got this dodgy name, and you go, "Hello,
oh, what are we doing?
Red herring here."
Yeah. But yeah, we're crossing them off. If you haven't got it now, we're wiping you off the list. So.
And you've also been going through all the compliances.
Yeah, and if you haven't paid compliances in the last 6 months, we can't help you.
Yeah.
No point in doing businesses.
There's been a few big bills too.
There has been a few big bills. They're coming in thick and fast, but we're working through it, and it is getting better.
And to the brothers and sisters out there, don't forget, you can check your own CBUS numbers.
That's right.
I'm tipping if you're 6 months behind, something's gone a little bit amiss. You know, so
that's
a lot of money.
Yeah,
100%. And it doesn't take, and it might be like you said, it could be a couple of months, but when you retire, that couple 10 grand or 5 grand could be 100 grand, 200 grand.
And to be fair, we're getting, well, with the help of the Stuarts, you know, Jock and Jason out there helping us get them, you know, going.
Tim,
yeah, that's right.
10 slabs, Tim.
If it wasn't for the Stuarts, we probably wouldn't know half the stuff that's going on. But once they let us know what's going on, we can fix it. So thanks to everyone out there, we're getting through it.
And what about the side allowances? It's just gone up, but we've got to be checking that too, because I don't know. I mean, you're losing a bit of confidence.
Yeah, actually, I was in the office yesterday. Georgie Bolas came in to get the new sheet. It's printed out there, the side allowance. So,
yeah.
So we need
it's
to
wrong,
get that out.
So you got to wait till the new one comes back.
It's out there. Maybe we should try and get that
just
on
give
our,
us another few days.
On our website, what it's gone up.
It's gone up. It's gone up with CPI. And
they should let me do it. I just guess, don't I? I
think, just make it up.
I think CPI was... Maybe two, was it something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was two, but it was a bit low. It seemed a bit low. But anyway, there was a discussion at the BIG yesterday about it.
Yeah.
And what used to happen, all the unions used to sit around, and when Warren was there and all that, and go through it and come to some agreement, and that was it. But I don't think that happens anymore, which is not good.
Maybe we're
and
to
some
get
of the jobs that were these, I can never get them right, the tunnel
the
jobs,
metro and
the
all
metros
that, yeah.
weren't on it because they got separate things. So anyway, it'll be fixed up the next couple of days, so we'll have all that right. But even still, you should have had gone up on it. Hasn't asked your stewards.
So even when George was trying to do the right thing, he balls it up. He came in and got the wrong sheet.
Yeah, George. Yeah, Georgie Bowles. Head like a Mongolian trotting duck. And good man, Georgie.
George.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going well. Whatever the sign, change the ticket. That's flying, mate.
Please.
Get in the queue.
It's unbelievable the change of ticket. What did you say?
21,000.
21,000
on the first day.
That's unbelievable. That's over three quarters of our membership in,
mate,
isn't it?
It's bigger than the Royal Melbourne Show. Although,
and
that costs more.
I was going to say, that's getting dear. You couldn't take your family and kids there anymore, could you?
And I think we got to 30. What did we get to? 35,200 at the end of the ticket.
600.
Yeah, 600. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's probably the best we've had, but. And under the
conditions,
you know, administration, all the things that are going on. So, full credit to all the organisers and the stewards out there that are doing a good job. It's trying times, but that's when we do our best work. I mean, I was thinking the other night, you know, sitting, Home Alone. What's the name of that kid? Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
I was doing a Macaulay Culkin. And I was going through my whole life and get myself depressed. Having drank for a week and a half, I'm thinking, I'll go down the pub. Nah. And I was thinking about all the things we've achieved over the years. You know, we've gone through royal commissions. We've been deregistered. We've been excuse the language, fuck coming and going, but we're still here battling and on, moving forward, pushing. You know, we're not taking, we're just not rolling over. And it's a full credit to all the members and the stewards and the organisers. It's just really, it's a great effort if you consider what we've been through, it's unbelievable.
Especially when like you said, we're getting in the media, we're getting smashed every day and you know, they make out with the worst people in the world. Our members know what we do for them. You know what I mean? It just shows when you get a return a ticket like that. It just shows. Well,
21,000, mate. It's
We must be doing something right. You know what I mean? They know we're serious about their wages and we're serious about their conditions. We're the only ones that care about that stuff, and so we should. And that's our job. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, we're proud to do it. You know, love it.
All right, nothing from you.
No, it's awesome.
Is that your best?
Nah. Well, they're going. You know, they love putting us front pages. What about all these home invasions and executions going on left, right, and centre? The bloke's living.
Well, we're doing them, are we?
Nah.
That'll get the last 10,000 in.
But they'll put us. They'll put us ahead of all that. You know, there's a bloke in Iraq that's bloody. Yeah, I don't know. Running everything.
Oh, mate,
smoke shops getting burned every second week, and you know they got some family down in Lang Lang. They got a little grocery store. Give us $1 million, and then they ram raid the shop and set it on fire. You know, like it's just. But we're the bad guys.
Skinny's got a black eye.
Skinny fell over. Got a black eye. Yeah.
Things are down. We're down.
But we're going good, and we're doing good things. So
we're not all
that bad. You know,
that's what we do, mate. Tougher it gets, the better we go, mate. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Like diamonds, mate. Made under pressure.
Exactly. All right, now stop wrapping ourselves up.
We'll be registered next week.
They'll run over us. Now, look, one of the things we've got to start getting top of, we've got the best training unit in Australia, but we need more people to use it. A lot of bosses are using these cheap tickets. You know, go down in the yard, you go down, introduce yourself, give me your name and address, and they give you a ticket, and that's all you need. We need proper training in the industry. Stop some of these accidents. So the only proper training you're going to get is down at Wharf Road in Port Melbourne, where our training unit is. So when you go to work, make sure you're entitled. As the agreement says, your title will be trained up. Inca-Link picks up the bill. No one's paying, but you've got to be trained up in the right place.
Yeah.
So all the courses are there. Give them a ring. You've got the...
Yeah, you just go on our website. Our website's been updated now. You just go click on the training and it says what courses are available and it says when the dates are too. So just click on it, book yourself in. It's especially if you're out of work at the moment, that's the time to get your tickets while you're out of work so you can get more opportunities, you know. And down there you get properly educated, which is, you know, fantastic. And I do want to shout out to one of our shoppies, Hutch, and Interspan. They just booked in 28 people to do their silicosis.
Good
old Hutch.
How good's that?
Silicosis, you know, stuff like that. So that's what we need to be doing.
And if you get online,
Hutch, you done any courses?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he had plenty of time to do courses. We had a quick look online before. You could come in and get your forklift ticket done before Christmas.
On the night,
you get in and book it in now. So
yeah,
there's courses available. We're getting doing it.
Get in and get some tickets. Cause
make yourself more employable.
That's right. The more tickets, because we're going for a mob laying people off at the moment. It's all over tickets. Whoever's got the most tickets is the ones they're keeping. So the more tickets, the more employment, you know, chance. You know, I've got every ticket but no idea, but that doesn't matter. You know, I look like I know what I'm doing, you know, didn't I?
And obviously the training centre's open after the Christmas break, comes back at the same time. So, you know, if you might want to go work in a different sector or whatever and you can go do the course while you're on your break or whatever, you know, it's up to you. If you want to be, you know, whatever, you might want a change of career, you might be, you know, go do a course.
That's right. All right, we're getting through these beautifully. Queensland, jeez, it's on up there. It's not actually not calling the Royal Commission, but it's as good as
government. What is it? Government, whatever it is. Government.
Go for it, Campo. Oh, come on, we're not going to have a
inquiry. Government inquiry. Oh, yes, inquiry. Sorry, mate. I got the Builders Labour starter. Sometimes I do mess up my words and make new ones up. So they're in that inquiry, which is an ex-Liberal member who's the judge of it. So he's. You know, there's no.
Oh, that's fair.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, they reckon it's not going to be a union bashing exercise at all. No. So, but they're using all the legislation they used against the painters and dockers. So, you know, if anyone doesn't speak, they get a day's jail and then 2 years jail. And they're looking about how they go about their EBAs and people
the bamboo
getting in.
Shoot under their fingernails and then the water drip
and it's all televised too. It's all televised too, and you know so.
The lash on the wrist with the wet tram ticket. Mm. Oh, geez, I'll give up one of them, the wet tram ticket.
So, you know, and obviously if you've seen that Liberal government in Queensland, mate, they are the most far right wing government we have in the country. Mm. They'd make Howard look conservative, you know. So
Joe Bielgi.
And you've got to remember, man, they've taken away the B picks, which the unions had up there. So that took away, like, you know, the heat, all their EBA conditions, that sort of took away that. They were guaranteed it on government jobs. And you got to remember, they're doing the Olympic Games, you know. Oh, they're going to try and lock them out of the Olympic Games, and they've taken away their safety right of entry, so you can't enter the jobs under safety unless you give 24 hours notice, you know. They've made it rough up there, and, you know, the boys are up for it. You know,
how bad's that? Sam? They want the whole Olympic Village built by non-union labour.
Yeah, they're talking about giving it the Bechtel and Greenfield agreement.
They won't
for
be able
them.
To build it.
Yeah.
Nah.
They'll be begging to get the old serve from you in there. Don't worry about that.
There's already rumours floating around. Begging. The major builders don't want to tender it because of the timelines of how the government's left it so short. You know what I mean?
We'll be Canada. Do you know what they do now?
These contracts that got unbelievable. I was talking to someone that was talking about quoting the job down in Tassie, the new football grounds. So if the builder's building it, they have to guarantee that anyone in the stand can get to the bar and get a beer in no longer than 9 minutes or something.
Mm.
Now, I think it's a pretty good rule. I think it should be 5 minutes. But anyway, but how would you do that? How would you build a bill and go, now, we're putting the grass in, we don't want it growing too long. If someone trips over and can't get to the bar and, you know, or I mean, it's getting a bit silly.
I'm just on Tassie, I'm hearing the plumbers are a bit upset. The old roofers, they're blowing up. They thought they had a big job doing the roof. There's no roof. They're not happy.
They haven't conceded with the no roof, have they?
Haven't they?
They've virtually said no stadium.
No stadium. Yeah. That's what I got told.
Well, it's no roof, there's no stadium.
We'll be all looking.
All right.
They don't like a roof in Tassie.
We better cut to a track, and we don't know what we're playing, because I did put a request in, which was it was knocked back, which I'm not too happy with, being the, you know.
Well, I'm the music director, so...
Well, you are at the moment, but you might be sacked.
So we're going with Jimmy Croce, You Don't Mess Around With Jim.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. Stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't...
And there it was.
Good song, that. Yeah,
it's still right. Jesus.
What do you think, Sparrow?
Yeah, not too bad.
Don't wrap yourself up, Campbell. Yeah. Jesus. I'll tell you what, you're on shaky ground with your portfolio.
Don't get precious because I had to jump in and pull you out of it.
Yeah, all right.
I tell you who's looking good at the moment. Melbourne Storm.
Do you reckon they'll win?
Oh, mate, odds on. They'll probably lose now.
There's another one you stopped.
No, they should, mate. I'd rather play.
Remember?
Broncos and Penrith.
Can I just ask you a question, Woodpecker? Mm-hmm. How many years has a bloke we know been saying he's organising a day to go to watch Storm play?
Oh, behind that, in that special room.
But how many years?
At least 6 or 7.
Yeah. Another one hasn't followed through. But anyway.
Well, that's another year now because it's over.
Yeah, 7 years.
Well, let's
I'm pretty
Sydney.
Sure we're not
let's
going
drive
to Sydney.
Sydney. Let's drive to Sydney. We did say put the phone on silent before. Oh,
I said, well, who's going to ring? Who's going to ring? Yeah. Oh, well, you get that. All right. Now, where were we? We were we're talking about job wind shooters. Yes, we've got the lovely Alana in the office, you know, running the
merch
shop and all that. So we need to sell a bit of gear. There's all this new spring stuff come in, and the Campo and the Woodpecker's going to be displaying that in there. Yeah, modelling all the new gear we've got. And so get in there and buy some of this stuff, because it's all, you know, the money that we make goes towards running the union. We know the more the merrier. We want to be in a good financial position, so we've got plenty of money to fight all these shit rules and shit things they're bringing on us. So all this sort of stuff just adds up. So if you want to use some new stuff for spring, it's all in the shop. Go see Alana. you know, some, I think this was just the boys are looking at the stuff on the internet.
What they got a heap of new stuff delivered the other day, so it's all ready to roll.
It's all ready rock and roll. You know, get on, you can get it online and or drop into the shop or whatever. You know, you get in, be the best dressed in town. We do have some good gear and, like, you know.
They've got some extra larges because they'll fit me and all that.
5XLs.
Oh, what did you hear that? Oh.
Lucky you don't pay by the inch.
All three chins, eh? Oh, jeez, I'll tell you what.
But it's good, like I said, it is ours, and, you know, it's good to see. I like walking. You walk down the street or you go to the footy and you see someone wearing a CFMU jumper.
We couldn't have said that 80 kilos ago, could we? Oh, you
know, would have been a walkout.
Would have been another spit in the dummy. Oh.
Jesus, spit in the dummy now.
Do you a dummy spit? It's been week or two.
I know.
No. Don't tell him that.
But, you know, like I said, get in there, get the merchandise. Yeah,
get a job one, organise for your job, but something to ring a ladder up at the
and the other training, thing is...
At the, sorry, mate, you cut office. Me off again. At the office. And get them all for the gang. And as I said, a bit of money for the union. Keeps us rolling.
Make sure you get onto your shoppy too to get in and get the Concrete Gang stickers that are in the office of the shoppy to get out in the job. And the posters. You know what I mean?
Fridge magnets.
And we've got a heap of new stickers in the office. So if your shoppy hasn't got in and got the new stickers to get out in the job.
Fridge magnets?
Fridge magnets. They're limited edition fridge magnets.
Yeah, they're going like hotcakes.
So get onto your shoppy. There's plenty in the office for everyone.
And just on the Concrete Gang, we are going to... We're going to design a nice wind shooter and T-shirt and all the package for the 50th year next year, for our 50th year turn. So there'll be a turn coming up next year for 50 years, the longest running radio show in the world, 50 years, and the award-winning show. I mean, we've won more gold trophies than anyone's ever seen in their life, although we can't show you because they're at someone's house. It just polishes them and looks at himself. Oh, yeah, the old Warren. Yeah, geez, not bad, is it?
The old Splinter Show's gone a bit quiet, I reckon.
Yeah, the old
Splinter Group. So
anyway, so stay tuned. We're going to get one designed up when we can stop fighting that between ourselves and what's going to be on it. But, you know, we'll get it done.
Poor,
but anyway,
Alana, feel for her there.
Stay tuned. All right, now, what else we got? We got the picnic day coming up, boys. Ooh, it's not far. Damn. It's 3 months to Christmas. Not even that.
Oh, no. Have they got the... Did you get the snake catcher back?
Well, nah, we haven't.
There's a rumour he's coming back.
Nah, well, we had him back, but he was sort of... There was apparently... I think he's been bitten by a redback spider.
The spider got him, not the snake.
This bloke, I tell you what, if you get anything in your house, we'll just bring him down because he won't catch him, but he'll get bitten by him, I'll tell you.
You'll have to call the ambos.
He's the best. You know, what happened? I remember the picnic. They said, what's happened? There's about eight blokes carrying a bloke out. I said, oh, don't worry. It'll be the old snake catcher. He gets bitten every year, you know. And not only that, if he's lucky, when the wagon comes past, it's out of control with all the horses. Remember that? It'll run over him.
We've had some moments.
Just a couple of red errands.
To put the queue in the rack.
And if that didn't fail, we got Billy Kenny coming down the parachute. He'd land on you. He'd weigh about 20 stone, old Billy, you know.
It was too heavy to be skydiving.
If you got out alive, you were doing well. And then we had the lights still on at 10:30 that night when Ralph was trying to finish the 800.
Yeah. What about Buzzer nearly killed
the kids just out of running laps?
Son of 40 degrees. How can I forget it? Sitting down in Geelong, he just told them to keep running. They'd gone past the finish line. He said, just keep go around. And they've gone around. There's kids dropping dead. They were carrying them back on stretchers, water bags, water on their heads. One mum's going off ahead of him.
It's the best. But like the regional picnics, they are great. So if you're in that region, all the picnics are good fun and get in. And you know that.
What about Big T when he couldn't get? They put him on the ride.
That's terrible.
What about the bloke on the farm? The farm animals.
The grub with the rabbit. Oh, that was.
He's putting
disgusting.
His finger. He wouldn't let him in 10 minutes early. Oh, jeez. And then they put him in the ride and took him out because he was too small.
He's off you there.
What do you reckon happens there? Oh,
not ideal.
But apart from that, it's all good.
It's nearly the end of the year.
So the posters will be coming out for the picnic over the next 2 weeks, we'd say. You get on there, QR, download your tickets. And we've got to remember, it's a paid day.
Yeah, paid day, so get down there.
Nowhere else in the world, you know. That's the best crack in the world, isn't it?
The old tug of war, I remember that. That was great. I've got a picture of that with Normie in my office. You know, I found that. But anyway, those were the days. That's the days we used to take it. They said, we're not going to pay. You said, sweet, we'll just take it anyway. So... that's what we used to do, and eventually we got paid for it. So, you know, dare to struggle, dare to win, that's what you do. You know?
And you don't even have to pay for a ticket now. It just comes off your Inklink.
That's right.
It's gold.
Righto, Scallywags.
Dave Caputo. He's wanting to work every day. He's got, I think they're building some tank out past Geelong or something. He's asked to work every RDO, every public holiday leading up to Christmas. They may as well just work 24/7.
Is that before they start?
That's before they start. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yep. So that's old mate from Capital.
So, mate from Capital, who else we got?
Mate, we got Aspire. I'll tell you what, they're not an Aspire, mate.
Aspire or Aspire?
Aspire.
Yeah. Aspire.
So, yeah. I tell you what, they're not...
What, Asperger's?
They're not inspiring you to do much at the moment. Oh, I tell you what, the job was a bit of a disgrace. You know, plumbers, they're doing a water tank and 2 metres down the ground, 4 metres down the ground, all no right, laddering, no nothing.
Sookie Lalas?
Sookie Lalas? I'd have to say, all the Geelong supporters would be sooking up, wouldn't they?
Not really.
But we did that last week. We've already done that.
Bailey Smith would be sooking.
Yeah, we'll give him again. Yeah. All right. So we'll give it to... Mr. Caputo from
Capital.
Can we throw John Holland in there?
Well, we can, but we're running out of time. John, we'll throw John in. And for Sookie Lala, we'll give it to John Holland.
That
John
will
Holland.
Be Sookie.
And we'll go out in the same old way, dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
And if you don't fight,
you lose.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, and we're going out with what, Camp?
Kenny Rogers, Gambler.
Ooh. Jesus.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my...
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.